Maseches Erev Perek Ches Mishnah Dalad until Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. The way an Erev Chatziris works is that all of the members, each household in the courtyard, places food in one particular house. And that way they're all considered to be living in that house, and the entire courtyard is considered sort of collectively owned by one big household. It follows therefore that the Erev has to be placed inside one of the houses. Now what happens if Hanesin is said Ruvay, one who places the Erev Tachumin of that courtyard, Beveis Sha'ar, in a gatehouse, which was at the entrance of the courtyard where a person who was watching over the courtyard, he would often sit there, and people would often walk through in order to get into and out of the courtyard. Achsadra, this is a sort of big porch with posts in each corner and a roof. It didn't really have walls, but it had a roof. Umar Peses and a balcony, this refers to a long balcony which went across the entire length of a courtyard, and lots of the houses or the apartments in the courtyard, instead of opening up into the courtyard itself, it would open up onto the balcony, and then you would take stairs down from the balcony into the courtyard. So if the Erev is placed in any of these three places, Eina Erev, it is not considered to be a valid Erev Chatziris, since nobody lives there. The balcony and the porch don't even have walls, it's not considered fit for living at all. And even the gatehouse, since people constantly pass through it, it is not considered to be a place of living, and therefore the Erev Chatziris is invalid. Because you can't say that everybody is now considered to be living there, because it's not considered to be a place of living at all. Now another consequence of the fact that it's not considered to be a living place is that the Hadar Sham, if somebody does happen to live there, it's still not considered to be a living place. And therefore Ein Oiser Alav, he does not forbid everybody else in the courtyard from carrying. And he does not need to be part of the Erev Chatziris, since only the living places in the courtyard need to be joined together, but not these structures which are not even considered fit for living. On the other hand, Beveis HaTeven, if there is a room where straw is kept and stored with a Beveis HaBakar, or where the animals are kept with a Beveis HaEitzim, or where wood is stored with a Beveis HaYitzaris, or a storehouse inside the courtyard, even if people generally don't live here, they are considered fit for living, they're protected and somebody could technically live there, and therefore if the Erev was placed there, how is the Erev? It is considered to be an Erev. And the other consequence is that Vahadar Sham, if somebody does actually live in one of these rooms, Oyser Alav, he forbids everybody else from carrying in the courtyard unless he is also part of the Erev Chatziris. Now Rabbi Huda says, Yesh Shom Tfisas Yod Shel Balabayis, if the owner of one of those rooms where somebody is living, if he still has a holding and a possession of that room, let's say he rents out the room so somebody else is living there, but the owner still has lots of his belongings over there. So in such a case, Ein Oiser Alav, the person renting the house does not forbid everybody else in the courtyard from carrying there, and from carrying in the courtyard. The reason being that the person living there is not really considered to be living there fully, because the owner still has lots of his things there, which means that the person renting there is not considered to be the real owner, or he's not even considered to be really living there, and as such he does not need to be in that Erev Chatziris, at least according to the simple understanding of this Mishnah.